Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today's topic is Ayurveda and our mental health. So Ayurveda can really help us understand our mind. Ayurveda is a healing science of India. It is a holistic science. What does that mean is in Ayurveda, in the definition of Ayurveda, our optimal health is alignment of our mind, body and spirit. And so if we want to, according to Ayurveda, if we want to feel healthy, all levels of our being, we are multidimensional being, and all levels of our beings need to be functioning well, needs to feel happy and needs to be in unison or work together. Mental health is very important in Ayurveda, as well as our spiritual health, because in Ayurveda, mental health and spiritual health goes together, and obviously physical health as well, and our emotional health as well. So in Ayurveda, all dimensions of our health are equally important. And Ayurveda also gives us a lot of understanding of mind. So in Ayurveda, the rituals are very important. So what is that ritual? We can call it a daily routines. And these are very important because in Ayurveda, the understanding which modern science also now acknowledges that our system, our whole system needs some routine and some variety. That's how our mind works. And what if then our routines are positive routines? If we have positive routines in our life and that kind of like positive habit, it helps us to stay disciplined in positive ways. It is really works as a prevention as well. So what happens that when we have positive routines, for example, Ayurveda suggests that after cleansing your mouth, in evacuating your bowel, you have a warm glass of water in the morning. What it does, it helps to get rid of a lot of toxins or ama, as we call it in Ayurveda. It helps us to do that. So that is a really amazing positive habit. Then also in Ayurveda, it is suggested to do meditation regularly. This meditation, whichever practice which really feels you connected with your inner self. You may follow the yogic meditation practice or any guided meditation you can choose. But having that kind of positive practice is going to help you to maintain your positive mental health. So this is where the prevention is the key. Mental health issues like anxiety or depression, if we do not pay attention to the routines or have some regularity in our life, it is very easy to fall into this yo-yo of depression and anxiety. Mood swings, all this happens very easily. Another thing affects our moods is diet. Diet is very, very important. So let me give you example. If you love coffee and if you have one cup of coffee, it is maybe really good to elevate your mood. But if you increase that coffee to maybe 3 or 4 cups, you'll notice that the system start feeling anxious. You start feeling that different kind of up and down in the mood, the coffee hit, you know, you get used to that hit or coffee hit as well. So you want to do more and more. So finding out that balance, like what really works for your system, is very, very important. And Ayurveda gives us opportunity to understand ourselves better. And how Ayurveda does that is, in Ayurveda, there are 3 doshas or 3 Ayurvedic constitution. And these 3 constitutions, the concept behind is that every human is a unique fingerprint of divine, but still make sense of it. There are some repeated patterns in human behavior so that we take this understanding and try and kind of like categorize a little bit where person with vata imbalance. Vata is a person with which will have more anxiety or fear related things, phobias. This will be vata imbalance, and also then it will create more sleep issues, because vata sleep is anyway very light, and then on top of that, if they have anxiety, fear, or phobias, then that will become even more during the stressful time. That's vata's imbalance. Pitta's imbalance can be anger, jealousy, hatred, obsessions. So this is pitta. Pitta is a fiery personality type, and so you'll see that everything is like an excess drivenness, jealousy, anger is their go-to. So imbalanced pitta will be, their mind will be like that. There will be obsession, unnecessary obsession about things. And then kapha. Kapha is a person a little bit slower metabolism people. And so these people are prone to depression. Kapha gets stuck into their life. It's almost like non-moving for them. So they get stuck into depression. There is heaviness to their mind if the mind is not balanced, or if it is going through stress. So kapha person will shut down mentally. So that's what happens. So how can we find balance in all this? So this is where Ayurveda's understanding is similar, very similar to yoga, where the mind needs to come back to the state of sattva, or the state of natural state of mind is sattvic or pure. So we need to come back to that pure state of mind. So when we are born on this earth, every child has a sattvic mind. You know, the child's mind is sattvic. And so we come back to that kind of mindset. So how can we come back to sattvic mind? So this is where meditation can really help. So meditation, positive practices like Tai Chi, yoga, these are energy related things. So yoga asana, when it is done correctly, it can really enhance your whole well-being. When it is not done correctly, then we'll see that it may increase that, you know, mental stress, because we see that type A personality will go and do hot yoga or the really rigorous yoga. So that's fueling their personality type, their ego. And so what happens, that side effect of that, it is they're literally even burning more fire under it. And that's where a lot of time you'll see that rajasic person will go towards burnout, or pitta person also, or some yoga teachers, you will see that, you know, it's all about ego. Like, I can do more deeper practice of yoga. So they keep pushing themselves. For remember, there is no pushing in yoga. In yoga, it is working with ourselves. So working with what we have, understanding it, really bringing awareness inwards. So when we bring awareness inwards, we know that what is needed for our system, and that brings the sattvic practice. So that's how we can gain sattva. Also eating the food which can cultivate positivity. So here, that's why yogic tradition encourages vegetarian diet. Vegetarian diet will give us sattvic energy. Let's look at how can we keep building sattva. Sattva is the state, it's optimal health state. So here then we can come back towards yoga again. Here, yogic breathing practices, pranayam practices are very, very important. So what are the pranayam practices? You can bring breath awareness. Breathing through nostrils really enhances our well-being. So if you are a mouth breather, I suggest that focus on breathing through nose. A lot of time I have seen that my mouth breathers really, it's just habit from the childhood, because they never learn to close their mouth while breathing. But if you do that, if you close your mouth and breathe through your nostrils, filtered air goes in your system. So that way you are inhaling filtered air, so you will fall less prey to the airborne diseases. And that will also help you to feel less anxious. So if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling unnecessary anxious, and if you're constantly falling sick, just notice how is your breathing. Are you a mouth breather? Then start closing your mouth and breathe through your nostrils. And when you do that, you will notice that it really changes our whole psyche, really. And it also makes us feel better. So that's a beginning. Then you can move toward different pranayam practices. Learn pranayam from person who knows what they're doing, because pranayam can be very subtle, yet quite, it changes our psyche. So if you want to change your psyche to positive, learn from a yoga teacher who knows what they're doing. Now, what if your nostrils or septum of your nose is broken, or if there is some physical reason you can't breathe through your nose? You can still just bring image that you're breathing through your nostril, and that will still change your psyche. So pranayam is, as I said, it's very subtle. So it can really work that way. Another thing I have been mentioning earlier as well, meditation. Meditation is a very powerful way to stop the chattering mind, because our mind, which loves to chatter, because it's its job to chatter. And again, we never train our mind to calm down, right? So that's why our mind is like an unruly child, constantly chattering away. And when there is no discipline to the mind, it is like an unruly child running everywhere. So we need to bring a little bit discipline to our mind, and we need to do it very gently. So the positive reinforcement of meditation can really, really work. Jumping into meditation, maybe if it is too much, or if you think nothing is happening, then start with gentle yoga asana practice and relaxation. That will help you to induce that feeling of relaxation in your system. So your system knows what to look for when you are in meditation. What happens that if our mind is extremely busy, and if we jump into meditation, it doesn't know what to do with it. So we don't feel that we have done anything in meditation. In fact, sometimes mind can rebel and it goes really into a lot of chatter. So how can we help our mind is basically introduce the practices through physical form. And that's why yoga's asana practices are really, really important. So learn gentle yoga practices. Or if you know a yoga teacher who offers gentle yoga practices, that is a way to go. Tai Chi also helps. So any practice which you feel connected with. And then try meditation after that. So asana or physical movements, and then relaxation, and then see if you can do the meditation practice. And slow and steady. In meditation, please keep the goal very accessible. So maybe 5 minutes of meditation. I have, in fact, sometimes given my clients 2 minutes of meditation. Because we're learning, right? So we are suddenly, like many years, the mind never know what meditation is. And we can't throw the mind into deep end of, like, you know, people set goal like half an hour or 1 hour. That's not going to work. So I suggest start with 2 minutes, and then you can increase to 5, and then increase to 10. And maybe for a few years, maybe 10 to 15 minutes or 30 minutes meditation you can do. And you'll notice that slowly your system will give you a green signal to increase the time. So listen to your system. You will learn to listen to your system through meditation anyway. So meditation will help you to deal with anxiety. It will help you to deepen your breath. Because when we calm down, our breath will naturally deepen, so it really helps us. It will help us to deal with depression, a lot of positive reinforcement. Also, we build positive relationship with everything, with ourself, with our surrounding, with our loved ones, with our acquaintances. So you will notice that meditation can really change our psyche in a positive way. Now, deep connection with ourself enhances through meditation. So it's a really wonderful way to connect with ourselves. Humanity has used meditation for many, many thousand years. And Ayurveda and yoga comes from meditation. So the origin of yoga and Ayurveda is in meditation. So we can connect with these wisdoms through meditation as well. The more you will meditate, the more you will understand these wisdoms from bottom of your heart. Now, sattvic diet is another thing which impacts our whole being. So sattvic diet is basically, it's a balanced diet. It doesn't mean just become vegetarian and everything will be solved. That's not what it is. So the diet should help us to build immune system and also help us to keep our mind calm. The sattvic food items can be the foods which are easy to digest and yet gives us really positive energy. So wholesome, warm, beautifully cooked, yummy food is the sattvic food. And usually it is based into lots of vegetables, grains, lentils. In sattvic food, the junk food is out of that. It is not sattvic. A lot of fruits are suggested as a sattvic food. What to avoid is obviously junk food and sugar. Sugar is really not good for us. White flour is not good for us. So that doesn't come under sattvic food. That is tamasic and rajasic food, which will trigger our mind into angry or sad mood. So just be mindful of what you're eating. And also, a feeling of surrender to the divine, being humble to the whatever you believe in. If you bring that in your life, it is the feeling of gratitude which you'll bring in your life that is going to bring in so much peace and calm in your life. So this feeling of surrender or gratitude to the divine is what Ayurveda talks about, is spirituality. Whichever way you understand spirituality, bring that from the place of gratitude, being grateful for what you have, counting your blessings is really, really, really good for our mental health. Then another thing is also selfless service, where we offer help to others. This is a part of dharma in wisdom of yoga and Ayurveda. So our dharma is always bigger than us. It is always more than our selfish purpose. So whatever you do, if you help others, if you find that selfless service into, bring it into your life, you will feel that positive energy improves in your life. So that we can bring that, and that also helps us our mental health. And lot of positive practices which you can bring in your life. Also bringing or living a life of balance. Tuning into your lifestyle and noticing that how can we bring that balance in. So this is why Ayurveda self-care practices are usually we start our day with these practices. In Ayurveda, dinacharya or daily routines are very, very important. Whatever the routines work for you, really, you start with cleansing practices, like starting your day with evacuating your bowels. So that helps us to feel better anyway. It is really good for our energy system as well as our physical system. Then if you clean your teeth, brush your teeth, maybe take shower if you want, moving practice, asana practice or any physical exercise, and then pranayam practice and meditation practice. Pranayam is breathing practice, and meditation practice, have that in your life. You can take your shower later if you want. And then once you feel really energized, then you can see that will impact your day very positively. These are simple tweaks in our daily life, but these positive habits can be really helpful. You don't have to do all the 20 steps of Ayurveda's daily routine. If you can, that will be really great. If not, choose what feels right for you. You know, choose where you want to start, and you can start there. Another thing is Ayurveda also suggests herbal remedies. So things like ashwagandha or tulsi. Ashwagandha is really good stress relief. Also, tulsi is a tridoshik. That means it helps us to build our immunity. Amla is another, it's a berry that also helps us to build immunity. It's the highest source of vitamin C, one of the highest source of vitamin C. If you want to find out more about what herbal medicines will work for you, please contact me and I will help you with that. You can book an Ayurvedic consultation session with me. The reason I said that because there is no blanket rule or there is no generic rule about herbal remedies. Because it is unique, in Ayurveda we believe that every human being is a unique fingerprint of divine. Your unique need, you know, and your unique dosha will give me better idea what will work for you. So if you want to do that, please contact me. I can help you with setting up your Ayurveda routine. I can help you with what practices will work for you. You can contact me via my website's email address. I will put the link in the show notes. Now, as I mentioned, yoga and Ayurveda is so, combination of this is so powerful that it helps us to feel better mentally, physically, emotionally. And due to this, our mental health obviously improves a lot with a lot of these practices. And also physically, we start feeling better. All the joints are functioning better because our diet is improved. Our habits for our mental health habits are improved. It will help us whole well-being. So that's why Ayurveda is holistic science. And even then, sometimes maybe we fall prey to some illness or something like that. But you will also realize that with this healthy lifestyle, it is prevention is the key. If you fall prey after that also, that is also okay because we have prevented already from so many diseases. So try and understand that these positive habits will take you towards your optimal health. What happens that if we sometimes maybe fall ill, it won't be as bad as it would have been. So keep that in mind and keep these practices going. That's why daily routine, positive routines are going to be very helpful for our overall well-being. Ayurveda also is very easily adaptable in our life. So if we bring in these practices very slowly and steadily, we can actually enhance our entire life. Start bringing the wisdom of Ayurveda in small teaspoons and you will notice that when you look back, you'll notice that you have already changed so many habits very slowly and steadily, and you'll notice that this has really helped your overall well-being, especially mental health. Like mental health will improve so much because when your dietary habit changes, when your mental habits, positive habits start changing, like meditation, and physical habits start changes, like movements or yoga or tai chi, like yoga, asana, tai chi. All this is going to really improve your whole well-being, your mental health, emotional health, physical health, and spiritual health. Slowly and steadily bring these positive habits in your life. I hope that this podcast helps you. If you want to learn more about Ayurveda, I'm offering Ayurveda, online Ayurveda lifestyle certification course. It is going to start soon. At the moment, $500 are early bird discount, so feel free to take advantage of that. The whole course is online, and so that means that you can do it from anywhere. And the beauty of this online course is that you get recordings for 6 months, so you can complete the assignments in your own time. So feel free to join me. I will put the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe Take care. Bye for now.